warm by a fireplace. You know there's just something about you, you brighten my day.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
My name's Connor.
And today we are talking about the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest prizes in the world.
It is, right? Because it's a very prestigious prize. It's a very great honor to receive.
Yeah, and some of the world's smartest people get this award.
Absolutely. So we are going to talk all about this prize today, the kind of people that receive this award, the reason why they receive the award.
Yeah. And all of those things around that. So why don't we listen to a dialogue?
All right.
Hey, James, what book are you reading?
Nudge by Richard Thaler. He's the recipient of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics.
Ah, he specializes in behavioral economics, right?
Yes.
What other fields were there?
There are six in total. Physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics.
Where do they hold the ceremonies?
They give out the awards in Sweden, where the foundation started.
Oh, that makes sense. Did you know there are two recent Chinese laureates as well?
Yeah, Mo Yan in literature and Tu Youyou in medicine.
There's actually been eight Chinese winners over the years, mostly in physics.
Do you know what kind of award they get?
They get a gold medal with Alfred Nobel on it, plus a handsome sum of money, which they often put toward research.
They sure deserve it.
So we just listened to a dialogue between Penny and James.
That's right, and Penny asked James what book he was reading.
Yeah, he's reading a book called Nudge by Richard Thaler.
Thaler, okay. So the TH here, even for native speakers, we might not know how to say this.
Yeah, often we don't know how to say these like last names, family names, because they're so rare.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Thaler, not a big deal.
Yeah.
The title of the book, actually, I really like, because I really like this word nudge.
Yeah, nudge. It's like a little push.
A little push. Yeah. Usually with your elbow.
Yeah.
Not always, but usually. Mm-hmm. And when you're pushing someone, you might be trying to encourage them.
Yeah, encourage them to do something.
Right, you just kind of just nudge them a little bit.
Yeah, like right now, you know, my brother owes me some money.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money. And he keeps forgetting to send it to me. So I have to like nudge him. Hey, and I'm not actually pushing him. I'm just giving him a little hint.
Just a little reminder.
A little reminder,
nudge.
Hey, have you thought about that today? How about...
Right. Oh, I see you bought a new boat.
Yeah.
Nudge. Okay, so in the intro, I used the word receive many times, which of course is a verb, meaning to get something.
Yeah.
But what about that person who actually receives something?
Yeah, we don't usually say receiver. We would say recipient.
Recipient, right? And this kind of goes back to a bank lesson we did.
Yeah, the bank transfer lesson.
Mm.
Somebody who receives a bank transfer or an email is called a recipient.
Right. Now, in that case, you probably could say receiver.
You could. It's possible.
But it's just better to just use this word, recipient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So also for awards.
Especially for awards, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, again, we are going to keep coming back to this idea of honor and glory winning this award. So you wouldn't say just like a receiver.
Yeah, it's something we use in football and some electronics. So just to make it less confusing, stick with recipient.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like Richard Thaler, he is a guy who likes to focus on economics.
Yeah, and specifically behavioral economics.
Behavioral economics.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember in university, like we had to study classical economics.
Yeah, so classical economics believes that people are reasonable.
Yes.
Or they make logical decisions.
Yes, based on what they need, right? You know, like I am a reasonable person who needs to eat.
Yeah.
I see that the price of beef is much more expensive than the price of pork. So I will probably buy pork.
Right. But we all know that people can be very emotional and kind of a little bit crazy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We have so many emotions.
Yeah.
And so behavioral economics is, it's much more modern.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So like, it's just a study of people's behaviors, their psychology.
Yes.
Yeah. And the decisions that people make.
Okay, so Richard Thaler here, we could say he specializes in this, right?
Yeah, he specializes. That's his specialty. He, like you said earlier, focuses.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it means. He focuses on behavioral economics.
It's kind of neat because this goes very well next word to field.
Yeah. Field. So, he focuses or he specializes in behavioral economics. That's his field or his
field.
Specialty.
His specialty. Mm-hmm. We could also say area.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, area or, yeah, in his the subject that he's studying.
Right, exactly. So probably, you know, he probably knows a lot about classical economics, mm-hmm. about maybe even like Marxist economics.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
But he only specializes in one. He only has one field.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So if you ask me something about some subject that I don't know much about, I might say, oh, that's not really my field.
It's not my field.
Like if you ask me about rap music or something, that's not really my field.
Well, Connor doesn't really specialize in rap music.
Yeah, yeah. So the Nobel Prize has 6 fields in total, physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics.
Okay, so, you know, out of all these ones, I think, I mean, the Peace Prize.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That's a big one.
That's a prestigious one.
Yeah, and that usually goes to, like, world leaders. Like, mm-hmm. Obama got the Peace Prize.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Nelson Mandela, another
right.
guy.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, because these are such, you know, famous, larger-than-life people,
yeah,
there always has to be a huge ceremony.
Right, so ceremony is just the place where you have this award.
Right.
Ceremony. It's like the event.
The event is a good way to put it because mm-hmm. it's not only the place, mm-hmm. but it's also what happens at the place.
Yeah.
Who comes to the
place.
Yeah,
yeah. People dress up in nice suits and they give a speech. That's holding the ceremony.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And one thing about ceremonies, and it doesn't matter if it's a graduation ceremony or, you know, this Nobel Prize ceremony, there's always what we call pomp and circumstance.
That's a really great word, pomp and circumstance. So, again, we're talking about this honor and respect.
Yes.
When you go to a ceremony like this, you should dress in like a tuxedo or a nice suit.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you're going to some other kind of ceremony that is a little more casual, maybe you don't need to wear a suit.
Right. I'm also thinking wedding, like
weddings,
the wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
So, I mean, usually we dress up for wedding ceremonies, mm-hmm. but there isn't really as much. Well, we could say there isn't as much ceremony these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So since it's one of the most prestigious ceremonies in the world, there is this pomp and circumstance, this buzz kind of.
It's also the name of the song they play at the graduations. Na, 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 na.
I'm sure you know that song.
I always had to play at high school graduations. So I went to every graduation just to play that song.
Yeah, we have a guitarist in here. I forgot about that. So at these ceremonies, this is where they give out the awards. They do speeches, but they give out the awards.
Yes. Okay. So it's always going to be give out an award, mm-hmm. right? You could say, you know, we gave an award to Connor.
Yeah.
But usually when you're talking in general, like at the Oscars, mm-hmm. they give out the Oscar.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like you're one person or one organization is giving to many people,
yes.
like many awards.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like I sometimes give out homework to my students.
Oh, I'm sure the students love it when you give out homework.
Well.
But that's a good point, though, right? It usually is kind of one, you know, authority mm-hmm. figure kind of giving out something to many
to
people.
To many people, yeah, for sure. And the reason they give out the awards in Sweden is that's where the foundation started.
Yeah, because Nobel is a Swedish guy.
Yeah, you can go to IKEA.
IKEA.
There, yes, yeah.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you guys, because in Chinese, the word for Sweden and the word for Switzerland are very, very, very similar.
Ooh,
so I want to make sure you guys know which one is which.
Mm-hmm.
The one Connor and I just did, which is, IKEA and Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
And also the one that has, or I should say the other one, has chocolate, watches.
Right, watches and
skiing.
Skiing, yeah.
I guess they both have skiing.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, guys, which one is which? Sweden and Switzerland?
Yeah.
Leave that in the comments below.
And this case, we're talking about a foundation.
Okay, so you might know foundation as like the base,
mm-hmm.
the base of something.
Yeah, like the bottom of a building, the first, when you start building.
Right.
It's the bottom.
Or like the foundation of like a language.
Yeah.
You have to build a foundation.
The basic stuff.
The basic stuff, you know, Nahol.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So this is an organization, and it's usually for helping people.
Yeah. Like the one I think about is the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation. There's also the Bill Gates Foundation.
Yep. Oh, Bill and Melinda Gates.
Oh, Bill and Melinda Gates.
Don't forget Melinda.
Don't forget, yeah. So they often give money to people, or they do research. They're trying to help the world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. So this foundation has, you know, for most of its history, been in the West, like Europe or North America. But there actually was two recent Chinese laureates as well.
Yeah. Do you want to try saying their names?
I would like to try.
You were brave.
Keyword is try. Mo Yan. Mo Yan.
Oh, 还不错.
And Tu Yo Yo.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Okay, so Mo Yan and Tu Yo Yo.
Yes, they are laureates of the Nobel Prize.
Okay, so laureate here is a really another word that just makes me think about honor and glory and all of those prestigious words that I said earlier.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a recipient in this case, but there's also this high honor.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, guys, have you ever seen a picture of Caesar?
Oh,
like
Caesar.
The emperor of Rome or any Roman emperor.
Yeah.
They always have a plant, a green plant above their ears.
Kind of like a crown.
It looks like a crown.
Yeah.
Right? And we call that a crown of laurels.
The laurels. Right?
Or it's made of laurels.
Mm-hmm. And it's so very honorable.
Yeah, because you're the emperor.
The emperor, right. So that's kind of the root word of laureates here. And so a Nobel laureate is how we say this, is someone who's received this great honor.
Yes. And so obviously there are not very many.
Right.
Now, in a city, there is usually, or a country or something, there's usually often what we call the poet laureate.
Ah, the poet laureate. Yeah. So for those poets, the artists out there.
Artist, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same. This artist is, you know, the extremely honorable local artist.
Yeah.
Probably not very rich, but usually pretty old and pretty, you know, well-known.
Yeah, for sure. And so China has two new laureates that are in recent years, but over the years, there's actually been eight.
Okay.
Over the years.
And it's mostly in physics.
Mostly in physics. Actually, that's my favorite one.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a science guy.
Oh,
a little bit.
So then what do they get?
Yeah, well, first of all, of course, like the Olympics, they get a gold medal. And this gold medal has a picture of Alfred Nobel on it.
Okay, so this guy I remember very well from primary school doing a project on him.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they have this prize, the Nobel Prize, is because he invented dynamite.
Yeah, so if you guys know TNT.
TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite!
This is a great word. In Greek, actually, it just means power.
Power. Well, you can blow up mountains. Like, it's pretty amazing. Unfortunately, you can also blow up your brother.
Yeah.
Which is what Alfred Nobel did.
Oh, dear, yes.
So the story goes, he felt so guilty about killing his brother.
Yeah.
That he started this foundation to give out not only gold medals, but also handsome sums of money.
Right. Okay.
To different people.
This is the correct word, handsome.
Mm.
Okay. Money is pretty attractive. But, you know, first of all, a sum of money, just sum is like a total or
a total
amount.
Yeah.
But handsome.
Mm.
Attractive. Handsome sum of money.
Yeah. Okay. So
just means unusually large or generous.
Yeah, handsome sum. I mean, usually hear those two words together. Mm-hmm. It might sound kind of strange because, you know, handsome sum.
Yeah, handsome sum.
Handsome sum.
Two sums there.
Yeah, exactly.
But they are different. And so, yeah, like you said, it's almost always used with money.
Yes. And speaking of something that's always used with money is the next phrase on here. Put towards.
Yeah. So when they get this handsome sum of money, it's often used, they invest it in research.
In research.
You know, because it's an honorable thing to do. They don't want to use that money to buy a new car.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's not very good. You want to invest in the research.
It's true. But the thing is, even if they wanted to, I mean, let's say here that, you know, I'm a recipient, but, you know, I also have a kid who needs to go to university.
Sure, sure.
Well, I could also say I'm going to put this money towards my kids' college education.
College education, yeah. A lot of people put money towards their student loan.
Mm.
Yeah, because they need to borrow money to go to university.
Yeah, and then, you know, after you've paid down that student loan, you could put some money toward a down payment on a house.
On a house,
it's anything that you use money for.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Any big thing.
Yeah, like kind of an investment kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, one interesting thing is that in the dialogue, you will hear put toward. You probably have also heard Connor, and, or I should be more polite here, but Connor and me, you probably heard us also say put towards.
Yeah, it's kind of a slang thing. Yeah. It's just easier to say put towards.
Yeah, it's true, because you don't have to stop the sound, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, put towards something.
So yeah, if you want to get like grammatically correct, maybe put toward.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can say put towards. It's
absolutely
fine. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the last word on here, I think, is probably one of the best words in this lesson.
Yeah. This is the whole reason why they give these awards, because they deserve it.
They deserve something. All this glory, all this honor we've been talking about, you should get it.
Yeah, you should be recognized for your hard work.
Right.
You're earning this award.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, like, deserve. When you work your job, at the end of the month, you get a paycheck.
Yeah, and if you don't, you know, I mean, let's say you work at that same job for many months, you probably deserve a raise.
Yeah, if you're working hard, you deserve a raise.
Exactly.
It's okay to get that, yeah. And some people deserve, you know, bad people.
Deserve a kick in the face.
Deserve a kick in the face, yeah. Or if some, you know, we talk about criminals, they deserve or they don't deserve, you know, going to jail for 10 years or
something. Well, that's it. Because sometimes, you know, there's a very, 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 like, I don't want to say a low-level crime.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say you, like, throw some garbage on the street.
Sure, yeah.
And if they put you in jail, you don't deserve that.
You don't deserve that. Or some people, like, really, really, like, murderers, they sometimes go to jail for just a short time because they had a good lawyer, hot shot lawyer.
Right.
They certainly deserve more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jail.
Absolutely. Okay, so you can use that in a positive sense.
You
can use it in a negative sense.
Yeah.
In any case, since we're talking about glory and honor, why don't you guys listen to our glorious, honorable dialogue one more time?
Yeah, you deserve another listen.
Hey, James, what book are you reading?
Nudge by Richard Thaler. He's the recipient of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics.
Ah, he specializes in behavioral economics, right?
Yes.
What other fields were there?
There are six in total: physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics.
Where do they hold the ceremonies?
They give out the awards in Sweden, where the foundation started.
Oh, that makes sense. Did you know there are two recent Chinese laureates as well?
Yeah, Mo Yan in literature and Tu Youyou in medicine.
There's actually been eight Chinese winners over the years, mostly in physics.
Do you know what kind of award they get?
They get a gold medal with Alfred Nobel on it, plus a handsome sum of money, which they often put toward research.
They sure deserve it.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue again, and this is great. Great news for China that you have these new laureates recently. Mo Yan.
Mo Yan.
Oh, okay. Mo Yan.
Hey, getting there. Getting
okay,
there.
Okay. But what about Canada? Do we have any Nobel laureates in Canada?
Well, we have I mean, Canada is a small country.
It is a small,
I mean, it's a big country, but, you know. It's a large country. That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm from Toronto, the airport in Toronto is named Pearson International.
Yeah.
So that man, Lester Pearson, was once the Prime Minister of Canada.
Mm-hmm, the leader,
He was the leader, right, for about 10 years, a long, long time.
He was a good guy.
Sounds like he wasn't bad. He was actually honored. He was the recipient of the Peace Prize.
The Peace Prize. Oh, that's one of the big ones.
That's the big one. Yeah.
So he did some great work in
Middle East, in the Middle East,
achieving world peace.
Not there yet.
Yeah, not there yet.
Getting closer.
He did some work,
But there was a specific incident. It was called the, well, if you guys know anything about geography, and there is a canal in Egypt called the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
And it's very important because if you want to ship things from Europe to, say, like, China.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper to go through this canal.
And faster than
yeah. all the way around Africa.
Africa, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, in terms of peace, it's mm-hmm. very good to have, you know, peaceful relations with mm-hmm. all these countries.
Yeah.
But also economics.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
So these categories sometimes, you know, they affect each other.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And especially medicine and physics. Mm. Just recently, there was a big discovery in physics. Mm. Einstein. Remember him? Albert Einstein? Well, how can we forget?
How can we forget?
He had this theory. And just last year, they proved his theory.
Oh.
And so the guy who proved it, that team got the Nobel Award for Physics.
Okay, great, mm-hmm. great.
So what about you guys? Have you heard of Mo Yan?
Yeah, getting there.
Okay. Or Tu Yo Yo.
Hey, all right.
Okay. Or any of the other Chinese winners. Let us know out of these fields, which one is more interesting to you? Like, I like physics, and maybe Adam likes literature?
Possibly. And neither of us like peace. We both like war. And don't forget, guys, there are two countries in Europe. One of them is named Sweden. The other one is named Switzerland. Which one is which?
Yeah, we look forward to seeing your answers.
I'd say the first person to give us the right answer will receive a special honor. You will be the recipient of a very special honor.
Because you deserve it.
That's right.
All right, guys. Look forward to seeing those comments. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.